Good morning. Permission was granted to post this parcel on February 20th for an expansion of our Unified Sanitary Sewer District in our Johnson's Corner area. The district expansion was requested by the property owners, Billy and Darren Criswell. The parcel is 53311-27. The property owner had submitted a letter requesting annexation along with the funds. Expansion will consist of 6.84 acres more or less, and the parcel was posted on February 26th and placed on our website. The parcel is responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 based on current rates, and to date we have had no calls or emails in support or opposition of the expansion.
Are there any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to speak on this issue? Any member of the public? If so, you need to come forward to the podium and give us your full name and address. Any member? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter on the Criswell annexation, and I believe there is a motion.
Close public hearing, close public record. It's okay with council. Have a motion, sir.
I have a resolution.
Resolution
to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 533-11.00-27.00 on the north side of County Road 388, Deer Run Road. The parcel is located in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
The next public hearing that we have slated, Mr. President, is an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $4,287,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the construction and equipping of an extension of sanitary sewer services to Herring Creek and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith. Mr. Medlars is going to give a brief presentation to council.
Thank you. Good morning, council and Mr. President.
Morning, sir.
That's a joint effort between the finance departments and the engineering department. We'd like to give you a quick sort of overview of what happened. Remember, summer of 16, the voters approved the Herring Creek District. You created it later on that year. We applied, the finance and the engineering department applied for funding in March and received and accepted a letter of conditions of July of 17. It was actually June of 17. The funding was for the first phase of the project, which contains the pump stations and the transmission lines connecting it with our system on Route 24. It's approximately $5.25 million for that first phase. The second and third phases are under consideration at the national level at USDA. And with the budget approved, we believe we should be receiving funding for these other phases in the not-so-distant future, hopefully at least one of the phases within that federal fiscal year, which would be by the end of September of 2018. So this one here before you right now is strictly phase one, strictly for the transmission pump stations and transmission lines. You will see us complete the design because you had previously authorized the design contract for Whitman and Record, engineer of record for the north planning area. And when we have that before you, we obviously have to also present you with, present council with the right-of-way acquisitions. We have right now 5 out of 6 pump station sites secured. So we're still working on that end. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. I think Councilman Ouellette asked me last time, why does it take so long? So we are pushing hard on the Herring Creek project because it's environmentally sensitive and important to the county. Questions from the council?
Question of council. Any questions?
Okay. If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this ordinance? Any member of the public that would like to address this? Mr. President, seeing none, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and I can read the short title.
We'll close the public hearing and close public record. Mr. Moore, read short title.
An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $4,287,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the construction and equipping of an extension of sanitary sewer services to Herring Creek and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Aye, we have motion carried. Thank you, sir. We'll now back up to Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item under me is the first quarter employee recognition awards. I'd like to take the time to recognize some of our employees for exceptional customer service. Employees can be recognized each quarter by coworkers, county residents, and customers. There were 37 employees who received recognition for the first quarter. A committee of supervisors and employees reviewed all of the submittals and would like to highlight three of the employees. The first employee receiving an honorable mention award is Kyle Bell of Buildings and Grounds. Kyle Bell received two recognitions for the same incident. During one of our cold days, Kyle Bell saw there was ice on the road where employees were walking to get into the building. He stayed at the icy spot to help the employees until one of his coworkers got back with salt. The next honorable mention goes to Lewis Sachs of the paramedic department. Lewis was off on one of the snow days that the county had and brought his personal truck with a plow over to Medic Station 104 because the contractor snow plow was delayed in arriving to the station. Lewis took a few minutes to ensure that there were parking spots available for the station and the main access paths were clear of snow and drifts. Lastly, the next employee received the fourth quarter customer service award, or first quarter customer service award. Ms. Beverly Downs of Buildings and Grounds received recognition from three coworkers this quarter. Anyone who has worked with Beverly knows that she's a hard worker and takes pride in what she's doing. One coworker commented, "I have said many times that Beverly takes pride in her work and fully accepts us as her customers." Another submission said, "Beverly never complains and is quick. She is always friendly and eager to work." These are just three of the 37 customer service awards county employees received. Now we would like to take the time to recognize those three employees along with the other employees here and get a group picture up front with Mr. Vincent. You guys can come up front.
Sweatshirt all.
How you doing?
I'll make sure I'm
here. How are you? Hey, boy.
Okay.
Those are warm.
Actually, you know what? I prefer
warm.
Mr. Burton, glad to see you're still with us.
My wife's talking about
Jewel read out.
I found my wedding ring, I think. So I snuck, I was going to give it to one of my sons. I want to look like a 10-cent millionaire. Like this one.
You're hiding from me.
I got no money in the bank.
Get up there, Mr. Daniels.
I got nothing. Get up there, little girl. Put her up front. Look at this poor little. She can't even see her. Mike, get her. Trade places with her, Mike.
Mike, you're blocking everything.
Mike, you're
told me
you blocked three or four people.
Shall I get in the rear?
The tallest guy should be up front, right?
I should be able to see you, and I'm standing.
He can't see Gabby.
The tallest is going to be up front.
Are we tightened up enough?
We'll have to Photoshop Gabby in there.
Neither part. Go ahead.
Just for one?
Put those fingers over top of his head, don't you?
Oh, don't.
Get all that back.
You'll get a pickle award for that. You'll get a big pickle.
Everybody stay still. Chip, are you done? Chip's done. Matt gets part of the roll.
She's okay.
Wait a minute, got more chips, got more now.
Pardon?
The number I want to talk about.
Good, everybody's good. Thank you all, congratulations, thank you very much.
Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations.
Mr. Daniels. I like that better, Alex.
We're here. Thanks, big guy, I appreciate you.
Is this all you do all day?
Count them down, my man.
All you do all day.
Yeah, you know it.
Soon you'll be like Cole, still here. Soon you'll be like George Cole, still here after all these years.
Take care, man.
Better quit when I quit, Sam.
I won't be old enough.
Dennis?
I'll take you with me.
All right, the next item is a wastewater agreement. I have a motion. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for the Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 892-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Marsh Farm LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Marsh Farm Estates Pump Station Force Main Construction located in Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be able to carry it. Next.
Okay. The next one is a quarterly pension update. I have put the presentation up on the monitors. So what we're going to go through here is we have our normal quarterly performance summary update. We have an investment policy statement changes recommended by the committee, and then a recommendation to add a couple global equity active managers in the pension fund. So looking at our performance summary, you'll see where the market value for the pension fund was over $93 million. We had a good fourth quarter return at 4%. Which is showing a one-year return of 13.9%. Again, our projection is at 7.25%, so this is very good. Going down to the OPEVR benefits fund, you'll see the market value is $43 million. We had a similar return of 3.8% and a one-year return of 14.3%. And when you compare how we were with the rest of the peers in our group, we were right in line with everybody else, performed a little bit better.
We should be doing a lot better. With the staff we have.
So, yes, I agree. So, the recommendation to change the investment policy statement, we're recommending to increase the international equity target by 4% for both funds. And why am I doing this today? If you remember back in 2017, I brought forth a 2% increase, and then there was discussions, well, what would the committee be willing to increase it to? Would you be willing to increase it more? So the committee discussed, and we're willing to go up another 4% if council chooses. And if we do that, the reason we're doing this, if you look at a 10-year return, internationals are projected to bring anywhere from 7.9% to 8.1% compared to a 3.7% and 7.3% for domestic equities. So we don't increase it too much because there's a little more volatility in the international market, but we feel 18% overall in our policy is a good number. That seems to be where most conservative plans lay. If you look at the state of Delaware's plan, they're at 20%, so we're pretty comparable. So I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Pension Committee, changes the investment policy statement of both the pension and OPEB funds to increase the international equities target by 14%, bringing it to 18%.
Now you just said by 14%. That's
by 4% to 18%. I'm sorry. Thank you.
So it's 16 now, and you want to go to 18? Or it's
14 now. 14.
It's 14 now.
And we're going to 18.
Before, we'll be going to 18.
Okay.
Pleasure, Council, with a motion.
Yep, move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Per the staff's recommendation, I will vote in favor.
Mr. Burton.
Per the staff's recommendation, I think that's a good move.
Mr. Wilson.
I make a move, we move to Cobra recommendations.
Mr. Cole?
Her job's on the line, I'll vote yes.
I also vote yes with the council, with the recommendation of the committee. Motion carried, next.
Can I withdraw that motion? Do I have that authority? Okay, so moving on, we looked at our pension managers in the pension fund, and if you recall, over the last year, the state of Delaware hasn't performed like we would like. And 50% of our pension fund, $46 million, is in their pool. You'll see that the fee that they charge us is 0.62%. That's a $285,000 annual fee. You can see on the top, that's what they had performed, a one-year return of 13.3%, and the market, our benchmark, showed that we would have expected 14.8%. And then I also have a five-year return. So in both of those instances, they have underperformed. So we wanted to look at a couple more managers. We're looking into the global managers because of increasing the international target. We feel global managers would be best because they also hold the U.S. market stocks as well. So we looked at four managers. You can see them up there. We looked at portfolio and risk management, investment process, assets in their funds, the fees, number of holdings, and cumulative and annual returns. And you'll see I listed the fees there. You can see that one is less than the state of Delaware and one is higher. Now, when it's hard to compare apples to apples when you talk about the state of Delaware's fee, because the state of Delaware fee has cash in there, it has fixed income in there, so you wouldn't expect the fee be so high when it's not necessarily just dealing with active stocks. So it's pretty high for what they are doing for us. So the committee is recommending using two of those funds and obviously the two lower cost funds. So we're looking at MFS. They showed a solid performance since 2011 and their most down market protection and low cost. Schroeder's shows also a solid long-term performance. It's well diversified because it holds 425 holdings and it's also considered low cost. So quickly showing you, based off the changes that we just made with increasing internationals 4% plus adding two of the global managers, this is our proposed allocation. So we would take some out of index funds that are in U.S. equities, add Schroeder's, add MFS, and then you can see down below where we are pulling out 10% out of the state of Delaware, which is equivalent to $9 million out of their fund. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Pension Committee, add Schroeder's and MFS low volatility as global active managers in the county's pension portfolio and allocate the funds by percentage as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second,
Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, and lastly, this is our OPEB allocation, and this has to be done because of changing the 4% increase in internationals. We're not adding any new managers here, but you can see where we're adding more into the global equity managers that we have and one of the index funds that we have in international. And then the motion for here is, be it moved that the Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Pension Committee, allocate the OPEB funds as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Could I ask Gene? Gene, exactly how much managing do they do? Once they put things into the funds, without you calling up,
they're active.
They're moving them in and out and shuffling
absolutely.
Them around?
Absolutely. The ones that we're paying more, which are active managers, absolutely. Index, they're buying index funds, just like in line with the S&P, the big national companies.
Okay.
But the index, yes, very active. And we want to make sure we get our money's worth because we're paying more for that active.
Exactly. Okay, just curious.
One last question, Mr. President.
Sure.
The state of Delaware, you say state of Delaware. Who is that, the General Assembly? I mean, when you say that, what department? I mean, who handles that?
They have their own pension committee and fund run by Mr. David Craig. and he has multiple pension funds, so they have like a fire fund and all this, and the one that we are in, that's with other municipalities, is performing as I showed you here.
Administrator's report.
All right. Mr. Lawson's administrator's report, there are three items. The first one is the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet March 19th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Offices West Complex, 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Mr. Patrick Carney, Outreach and Educational Coordinator, Delaware Senior Medicare Patrol, will be speaking on what you can do to prevent Medicare fraud. The Conference Planning Subcommittee will also meet at 11:30 a.m. to discuss planning for the annual conference. Copy of the agenda for the meeting is attached. Number two, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for February 2018 is attached, listing the number of violent crimes and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrest. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 190 troopers assigned to the Sussex County for the month of February. Projects receiving substantial completion. Per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Sea Star Village, formerly Top Sail Village, at Millville by the Sea, sections 1 and 2, effective February 27th. The landings at Pepper Creek, otherwise known as the Marina at Pepper's Creek, phases 3 through 5, effective March 1st. And Coastal Club, Land Bay 2A, construction record, effective March 2nd. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any questions, Council? Okay, Mr. Hicken. Appointment to Airport Advisory Committee.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Since you made this year's appointments to the Airport Advisory Committee, one of the members, Richard Wilson, resigned. So I'm here to ask you to fill that vacancy this morning. That position is the county at large or representative at large position. Mr. Lawson and I have been talking for the last few years about how to get more of a business involvement with the community, and our recommendation to fill this vacancy is Mr. Ray Hopkins from Georgetown. He's a local business owner. He's been very active in the Chamber of Commerce, been the president twice, and active in other organizations. So that is our recommendation.
You have a motion?
So what kind of business do you have?
You don't serve pro.
Serve pro.
Serve pro.
Serve pro. Serve the one that cleans up like after
fire. Cleans up after you make a mess.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council appoints Ray Hopkins to the Delaware Coastal Airport Advisory Committee for 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Questions on a motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Metalars. Amendment 12, Oak Crest Farms and Chapel Green, preliminary engineering and final design.
Thank you again, Mr. President. This one here, again, always looking for how to deliver the sewer extensions in a more speedy manner. If I may point out that this one was came on board November 1, 2016. So we are now, we had previously an amendment for in the engineering services, Amendment 11, for Whitman and Record, again holding the North Planning Area General Contract for Engineering Services, awarded by you in 14, was a 5-year contract, has another year and a half left on it. At that point, we believed we would go the traditional funding route. And we were, that amendment covered, preliminary surveys, engineering reports, environmental assessments, et cetera. In the meantime, with the information in hand, Finance Director Ms. Jennings and I had an opportunity to look at the number of units in this particular district and the costs associated with it. And we believe we can make this project happen without having to borrow monies. And we would be self-funding it and repaying ourselves in a way commensurate with a external funding source. So this would be beneficial to the customers within the Chapel Branch area. So we have a recommendation to reduce the original Amendment 11 because we won't be needing some of that federally required, funding required issues, and we would ask to approve Amendment 12, expanding design and moving towards the final design for the project, so we could then present you with a bid and award of the construction part of that particular expansion. That would really fast track it, and it's the first one we're going to approach that way, but it cuts more than 1 year out of the process. And this particular one, it makes sense because the number of units involved, because we can deliver it at the cost approved in the referendum, and we would not, based on the numbers, we would not be obtaining any grant or loan forgiveness anyway. So we are essentially bypassing federal requirements, state rate requirements, and deliver the process faster. At no change to the end user.
Are you delivering the construction a year faster? Or
we would be able to deliver the end of service, i.e. when we actually have connection available to the end user, at least a year ahead of the schedule if we had chosen the traditional financing and environmental assessment route.
Because you would have had to wait for their approval.
We had to, do it all, wait for their approvals, and go through this entire process, which takes a lot of time. So the majority of them doesn't work that way. This one only worked that way. We had an opportunity to look at it, analyze it, back and forth a couple of times. We do believe it's a good way to deliver the service.
Okay, you have a motion?
We do have a motion for this one. And it's a dual motion because it also includes the reduction. Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that Amendment Number 12 to the base engineering contract for the North Coastal Planning Area with Whitman Record and Associates be approved in the amount not to exceed $329,119 for final design of the Chapel Branch area of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District, and that Amendment Number 11 be reduced by $51,242.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Next, sir.
Next item is you're in my favorite project, the Wolf Neck conversion. Not belabor this. We have been doing the farming. We have been we have been able to significantly reduce the non-spray rig days, and that was really the goal. I certainly had discussions with farmers who asked me how much money we're making and how good a crop we're growing and all these other things, but you know that this is not primarily a farming operation, this is primarily a water disposal operation. So we've been very successful in the farming of the areas which are outside of the spray rigs. You would normally assume it is the opposite, but this is the case here. We have made a lot of adjustments, and we have reduced the number of non-spray days by over 80%. And I think that's a big
significant
a big leap forward, and it's really important. When we started this, we had a tractor which dated back to the inception of the facility, which is over 25 years ago. So that tractor is currently inoperable. Last year's farming we accomplished with a rental machine. So it was the analysis of our assistant agricultural engineer, Mr. Lawson, that we would proceed with the purchase, the acquisition of a new replacement machine. And it was advertised as a best value contract. And if I may say, best value contract takes, and we advertise it that way, price, hours, very important, how many hours the machine has, year, model year, and also the
horsepower.
Yes, thank you, sir. Horsepower, I had to look it up. So points were assigned.
I read my stuff for you.
And each one of them got a point score, and we are making the recommendation as followed in the advertisement to award the replacement tractor to the highest point score of the bid, and at the same time ask you to authorize the auctioning off the existing unit. And the reason we don't want to repair it before we auction it, the problem is in the four-wheel drive gearbox, it's going to be a very expensive repair, And I think we're better off to sell it to somebody who can make the repair and get the most for the county by selling it as is.
Yeah, motion.
So what are you trying to repair?
If we had to repair, most likely we would have to replace the entire gearbox for the tractor.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion, yes. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 18-05 dual-wheel tractor with loader be awarded to Atlantic Tractor LLC for the best value offer of $109,500 and the inoperable tractor sold as is at the next auction.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
This auction, is there a reserve?
There can be, but generally speaking, we decide that on a case-by-case basis whether we have a reserve or not. And I've seen it go both ways, so.
Well, I just want to make sure we don't totally give it away. It's the taxpayers'
dollars. No, we have a pretty good idea what it's worth because we have an idea what a trade-in value would be.
I would offer we at least have a reserve of some level to protect our taxpayers.
Some items we really like to get rid of, there's no reserve.
And Gina Jennings would like to see that too, I think.
Yes.
So I think we should have a reserve. I would recommend that.
You can bid on it. Any more questions of council?
Where's the spore going? You say you're not spraying now. 80% is not sprayed. So where's water going?
No, what it does, Councilman Wilson, is that before when we had several non-spray days due to, let's call it, miscommunication between the tenant and the department, we now communicate with ourselves much better. And we say, give us two drying days. We give ourselves two drying days, and that's it.
So actually, you're still spraying? You're spraying on your time when you want to.
We're spraying on longer time periods, which makes it better. You know, before when we had these concentrated spray operations, we were more at risk of unauthorized runoff. We had no more issues since we've been taking over the
operation. Actually, you knocked me out of kilter a little bit when you said we lost 80% of our spraying. We're done either.
No, 80% reduction in the non-spray days.
You just got a reduction of 80%.
Yes. So before we had 120, I think almost 130 of lost rig spray days.
You're talking about 80%, 80. You're spraying all this water now in 80 days, 80% of days.
We're spraying on it in 80% more of days.
Okay.
We're only losing about, let's just say, give or take, less than two dozen spray rig days per year.
They got to this sick. Take it.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
With a reserve.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman, come on back up here.
Musical chairs.
Request to repair and post those for the Chan Lee expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District in Bethany Beach area.
All right, this is an expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District. It was requested by the property owners of 134-17-10, Josh and Sarah Chanley. The parcel was provided a sewer lateral as part of a previous project, and they are renovating the home and would like to connect at this time. The engineering department would also like to include parcel 9 as part of the expansion, as this parcel has provided a ladder at the previous construction as well, and institutes a hole in our sewer district. The property owners for parcel 9 were sent a letter explaining the particulars of being included, and to date we have not heard a response, but we hope to hear something by the public hearing. At that point we can make the decision in or out, but we would like to post it at this time if possible. The expansion will consist of 1.404 acres more or less. Property owners were be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates.
Have a motion?
I do.
Please read it, sir.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Chan Lee expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Bethany Beach area, as presented on March 13th, 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Thank you, sir. Old business, Ms. Cornwell. First thing is conditional use number 2102.
Good morning. This is a conditional use for Arturo Granados Gonzalez. This was held, a public hearing was held October 31st of last year. At the time, the county council left the record open for information from DENREC and some safety information that was provided in December of last year. And then you just deferred for further consideration at that time.
Any questions of council?
No.
Questions of council? Mr. Moore, if you would read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a concrete form business and equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 0.6889 acre, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6 with their conditions numbered 7A through P.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we adopt.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. To approve condition use number 2102 with the conditions as stated by planning and zoning. Call for the vote. We'll go to Mr. Cole first.
Yeah, I'm going to vote no. As I looked over the planning zoning's recommendations, I didn't agree with the, I believe the past use wasn't sanctioned by the county through the county code. It was used for storage, but it wasn't an approved storage site, and storage and what the current activity are two different things. There was also testimony in, pertaining to the outside storage and dumping of materials that were on site. I think planning zoning cited that there wasn't any or shouldn't be, and there has been testimony from surrounding property owners that there were things at times dumped there over the years. While the applicant was using this property. And there's been evidence and testimony about accidents from the report we got from, I believe it was the state police in the general area, and there were concerns about the equipment, trucks and trailers accessing the site. Felt it was dangerous, being that Route 26 is a major access road to the beach and is heavily traveled at all times of day. From Department of Natural Resources, the council asked for evidence of any permits, and there weren't any. So there are no evidence. There is no evidence of any permits being ever granted for wastewater for the site. And the site is currently occupied with a home, which has a family in it, plus employees are all living on site. So it's the concern I have is that the size of the property is not large enough for the activity that's involved. There was also testimony from adjoining property owners that cited concerns about the appearance, safety, and trespassing on neighboring properties. There was also a concern by the, I think, Planning Zoning Commission about stormwater management, and due to the limited size of the site and the activity there, there's actually, I dare say there would be any room for any on-site stormwater management. So therefore, my vote will be no for those reasons.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Arlett.
I can disagree with probably much of anything that Mr. Cole just stated. I will say that I think Route 26 is an appropriate location for a business like this. The question is there too much going on the size of the parcel? I think is the end of the story. And I think based on the evidence that has been presented thus far, I think the answer to that question is probably yes. What I would have liked to have seen, that we would have massaged some of these conditions to let the applicant know that you can move forward with your business, but kind of rein in some of these parameters that would have been more appropriate. That's not what this council, you know, it's not what we ended up doing. So I think as presented, as written, at this moment, I will concur with Mr. Cole and vote against it.
Thank you, sir.
For those reasons.
I concur with Mr. Cole's findings, and that the site is just inappropriate for the condition that it's being asked. So my vote would be no.
Mr. Wilson.
Question is this land zone agriculture?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't see why there's a problem there. Then. We could always answer these folks that complain, say, well, you can always build a chicken house next door if you want to. They might have all the need then. So my answer would be yes, it's agriculture.
Thank you, sir. I will agree with Mr. Cole's findings. I think it is certainly inappropriate for the area. My vote will be no. Motion defeated.
I do have a question for Mr. Moore while we're still on this topic. I do have concern that the applicant would have time, give him time to be able to relocate. Is there anything in our code or any way the county can, or Janelle, either one of you, how we could deal with that issue?
Well, there is a certain time process. They would be notified that the request was turned down and that what they are doing now, I would suppose, is not appropriate on there if they've already started their actions. There is a time period it takes. We send a letter and then follow up with that.
Is it months? Is it days? Is it hours? I mean,
it's not hours. It's not days. And it would be more appropriate to say
months.
It would take months.
Okay. Yeah, I just think it would take some time to do that because I think the guy does a good business and very very successful down there, and that's what I say. I think he needs.
That I agree with you.
So I think we would give him some time.
We'll work with him to make sure he has plenty of time to relocate.
Whatever's permitted for us to do, I'd work with him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next.
The next application is a change of zone, 1832, filed on behalf of MDI Investment Group, LLC. This is also tied with the conditional use 2106, filed on behalf of MDI Investment Group, LLC. The public hearing was combined for both Planning Commission and County Council. The public hearing was held on December 5th of last year. The County Council deferred for a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval of the change of zone. They also recommended approval of the conditional use for multifamily.
Okay. Any questions of council? Mr. Moore, I guess we need to vote these one at a time so you can read the first one.
Yes, the change of zone, which is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 6.86 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 6.
Pleasure, council.
I'll introduce it.
There'd be a motion to approve it.
Oh.
And then we'll vote.
All right. Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arletta.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton.
I would like to defer action on this for just till the next meeting.
We just voted in favor.
Wait a minute. Am I all right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No, the motion was to vote in favor of. It was second, so I'm just wondering, can we defer it?
But I think we can defer. Representative Moore?
Is that a yes?
Pardon?
Are you comfortable with what?
Yes. We can defer, even though the motion was made to approve, we can defer before we take a vote?
Yes.
Is that the right order?
Yeah. What would be best to do is if they would withdraw a second and make a new motion, then if they are withdrawn, and then a new motion to defer.
Correct. That's what I thought.
Correct. So you want to defer it, right?
I want to defer.
Okay. And Mr. Cole, would you withdraw your second?
I'd love to.
And Mr. Arlett,
I will withdraw the motion.
Okay. Now, Mr. Burton?
I'm paying attention. I am paying attention.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mr. Arlett. I would like to make a motion to defer 2102 for 1 week until next Tuesday, just to give me some more time.
I would move.
You want to defer change of zone 1832, correct?
No.
That's the one we're doing now.
Yes.
We just voted on 2102.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1832. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Motion to defer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, for 1 week till next Tuesday, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
IBS motion carried. We're going to defer it. And Robin, on next week's agenda, please. And next.
The next
one. Read that short title, too. Then
yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily units, 52 townhomes to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis, Rehoboth, 100, Sussex County, containing 6.86 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 7, with conditions 8A through M.
Mr. Burton?
My motion would be for
deferral for a week.
Deferral for a week.
Second. And a second to defer on conditional use 2106 for 1 week till next Tuesday's agenda. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, ma'am.
Next is a change of zone 1836 filed on behalf of Softball World LLC. It's a change of zone for a portion of a property on Route 9 to CR1. The County Council held a public hearing on January 23rd. At that time, County Council deferred action to obtain information from the county's airport manager regarding the proposed hotel and it being in the flight path of the airport. We did receive information that stated it would have to comply with any rules and regulations that apply to the airport and the airport area, and that would be addressed as part of the site plan.
Okay. I see his answer here to the three questions. I guess it, what you're saying is, Mr. Hicken, come on down, please. If I read this, what you're saying is if this is approved, then part of the next steps, it has to be approved by DLDOT, the county, and
right.
FAA.
Any building on that property would have to go through those steps. Generally, you know, commercial use around the airport is better than residential.
Sure.
If just looking at the change of zone question.
That's all we're looking at. Yep. That's true. Everything else is conceptual, so we really not sure what could possibly.
But it would all have to go through that same process.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, if anything's approved, we would work with his department to make sure everything goes through the right.
Do we
channels.
Know if it is in those zones? Any of those zones? Don't we have drawing or maps showing where these zones are, or does it change on every application, or is it out there?
There's
vague.
There's a few things to look at. The airport design part, which is where you get your runway protection zone, it's outside of that zone, so that's not a concern. There's what they call these Part 77 surfaces, which decide whether an object is a hazard to air navigation. Those are a little bit less restrictive than what I'm about to tell you. There's no issues that I see with that. Depending on the height of things.
Well, we permit, 42 feet, correct?
42 feet.
Would
not be an issue. And then as you look at our instrument approach capabilities, there's several different slopes around the airport. From what I can tell, what they're proposing is would not be an issue with that either. But
okay.
And you're just looking at the change of zone, so that I would.
Right.
That's certainly not an issue. Like I said, it's probably better use of the property around the airport to be commercial than residential.
Sure. And when they come forward with a project, then that will all go through the FAA and the DLDOT and this kind of stuff.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any questions, Council?
I guess they can trump ever. I mean, let me just ever. They can. So if we approve something before it goes to building permit, or does building permit have to send it? I mean, do we? No. I'd hate to see us approve a permit for such and such, and then we all start looking
at. All we're doing is change the zone.
I know, but
and
I'm.
Then they'll go back to being.
And then it comes to the planning and zoning office, and as part of the site plan,
so I guess it doesn't matter if it's residential
or
commercial. 42 feet is the height anybody think could be built there at this time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
And anything that would go through, okay. If the change of zone is not approved or approved, anything that goes there would go through the proper process and procedures to ensure compliance.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any more questions? Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr.
42 feet when they come up.
They do, yeah.
Or you get in that way.
Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President.
That'd be a problem.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 8.00 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 11.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote that it's approved.
Based on planning and zoning's recommendations?
Plan recommendations.
Second.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Then we're going to take the vote. Mr. Wilson, you get to vote first.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson votes yes. Mr. Harlett.
This is Route 9 is a growing corridor, especially right there in that location, and I think it is very appropriate for a commercial zoning, which is what this is, and therefore I will vote in favor of the Planning and Zoning's recommendation.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton.
I will vote in favor of this recommendation with Planning and Zoning's recommendation. I think it's the appropriate place for this.
Cole.
Yeah, I believe the commercial zoning complements the other activity there, the softball world with their tournaments and the activity of people coming there. It might save a little driving time and might be more, you know, provide more convenience. And along with P&Z's suggested recommendation, I'll vote yes.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning recommendation. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.